And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snowplows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And the Huron County Circuit Court, presided over by Judge Prill, earlier this week addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Dwayne Leonard Dexter. The defendant, Mr. Dexter, represented by attorney Michael A. Murawski, appeared, as well as prosecutor Timothy J. Rakowski being present on behalf of the people. Attorney Murawski requested a three-week adjournment, citing the need for further file review after assuming the case from Mr. Lockard. The court granted the adjournment, rescheduling the matter for June 29, 2026 at 10 a.m. Bond for Mr. Dexter remains at $1,000, and the court also noted a pending response from, quote, the center, unquote, regarding a May 13th letter. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, Samuel David Carl Tucker received his sentence after pleading guilty to possession of methamphetamines on April 13th. The court adopted a recommendation for Tucker to participate in the Regional Recovery Court program. His sentence includes 3 years of probation with standard conditions. These conditions require him to not violate any criminal laws, refrain from alcohol and other intoxicants, comply with drug testing, and maintain legitimate employment. He must also complete any referred substance abuse treatment or assessment. Financial penalties were ordered, including a $130 crime victim's assessment, a monthly probation supervision fee, $200 in court cost, a $200 fine, and $68 in state cost. Attorney fees were waived. Additionally, Tucker was sentenced to 270 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. The jail time will be held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served upon a successful completion of the recovery court program. Judge Prill underscored the severity of methamphetamine use and urged Tucker to utilize this opportunity to recover. And Huron County District Court saw the arraignment of Hunter Kermit Burton Felion this week as well, before Judge Ferris. Felion is charged with a misdemeanor, failure to report an accident with damage over $1,000. This offense carries potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $100 fine. Represented by attorney Dallas Rooney, Felion entered a not guilty plea. Attorney Christopher Hunter has been appointed for his ongoing defense. The court set a June 24th deadline for the prosecution to issue a plea offer and any discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th of 2026 at 9:30 a.m. Bond was established at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment, but non-appearance could lead to fines, cost, or jail time. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance. I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.